From the capital city of the state of Oregon, it's Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann here with you on this Thursday, the 22nd day of April. It is Earth Day for those of you that celebrate Earth Day. It's certainly something that we can...
Capital City.
Oh, look at this. We get two intros today.
Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
You gotta love technology. Yes, indeed. That'll keep us on the toes this morning. I'm Stacy Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and as I was saying, it's Earth Day today, and so many around Oregon and around the country are celebrating this day, and it is a great reminder that we live in the best world ever, and it's our opportunity to make sure that we steward our surroundings so very well. And we could start, I just want to encourage you today, we could start by, if you see trash in the parking lot around your car, why don't you pick it up? I think that would be a good steward thing to do. And certainly, I know there's been an increased awareness of masks on the ground. All over the parking lots, everywhere I go and shop, it seems like, I don't know if they just blow out of the car or people are done with them and they just drop them on the ground. I'm not sure, but it is Earth Day and we're going to be more aware today to keep our surroundings clean and fresh. And speaking of that, of course, I want to encourage you to, if you haven't had a chance to go to our website, thesafeairnetwork.com, and learn how you can have clean air and sanitized surroundings as well. I encourage you to go to safeairnetwork.com. And this technology is pretty incredible. It's used by NASA. It's chemical-free. You can bring this clean, safe air and surfaces to your home, business, school, church today. Go to safeairnetwork.com. So thankful that they're a morning show sponsor. And in the studio with me, I have my co-host for today, and it has been for Thursdays. I've really enjoyed it, is Bill from the best of the Willamette Valley. And this year, the contest is presented by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. And we're down to the wire on our... Yes, indeed, our voting opportunity. How's it going so far?
Well, we've had a couple of people voting. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was just looking at our statistics.
A couple in my mind, too.
Is that right? Well, okay, how about several?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to pull up the stats. First of all, I want to make sure people know that voting closes...
Tomorrow
at 5 p.m., not at midnight, not at 8 p.m., but at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get those votes in. I'll give a little factoids here. We've had over 130,000 votes cast.
Wow.
I think we'll go over some of the top 10 categories because mm-hmm. there may be some that people are thinking, oh my gosh, I better go in and vote. One of them is gym and fitness center.
Okay.
So, and customer service is a big one too. So if you haven't cast a vote in the last couple of days, boy, get over to bestofthewillamettevalley.com and start voting.
It's been really fun to watch people in their businesses to promote the best of the, and say, vote for us, you know, and have that little banner and put it on their social media in the short. Cut. Of course, you can go to thebestofthewillamettevalley.com and click on the little caption that says vote. But then a shortcut that I like is shop. No, is it vote? It's votebowv.com. And that has been an incredible link that I've been putting up. And the different categories, Bill, I want us to kind of pick through this a little bit and kind of name if you are so inclined to join me in this. Is there's so many different categories. There's eat and drink, health and beauty, home and garden, motors, school, services, shopping, and things to do. And then within there, there's
subcategories. Yes.
And so it's been interesting to see how many different businesses. Do you have a total on that? That's a big number that are engaged in this process.
Over 2,100 this year, which is quite a bit more mm-hmm. than last year. So it's been a phenomenal year. I mean, the people are coming back regardless of what the governor says. The mm-hmm. businesses are open. They're thriving. They're hiring people. The you know, in the last 3 weeks, we've had wonderful contestants on the show with Willamette Valley Vineyards and Rick's, and last year, our friend in the real estate industry, and everybody's hiring.
Yes.
So if you need a job, want a job, thinking about going back to work, you know, it's safe. Mask up.
Yep.
Vaccinate up. Get out. And I think people are paying a premium, so it really would pay to be employed again.
Well, and this is the fact that so many people have opportunities all around, and we've talked about that a lot. Within the last couple of weeks, I've been asking the people on the show, you know, what's the silver lining through some of this chaos that we've made our way through, you know, this last year? And it's been interesting. Several people have said they're doing things they never thought they would do. They're writing that book. They're starting that little side hustle. You know, they're getting very creative and inventive. And they finally have, you know, those round to its, you know, going to get a round to it, you know, which I joke because I think I want a pile of round to its just to hand. People are getting around to it and getting things done. And I like that, whether it be their fencing and their decking and their backyard projects to HGTV, I call them, inside the home, painting and rearranging or getting new furniture. So having a guide like this, the go-to guide.
Everything that you can think of is in this book that's legal.
It's kind of like ragu sauce. It's all in there.
I'm going to go with you on that. I don't know.
You're the one that would make the sauce from scratch. I know, but having five kids, you know, I look for shortcuts when I was raising my kids on how to cook. So.
And, you know, just getting out of the house, you know, for a lot of people, you know, going on walks, it's been so beautiful the last couple of weeks. But, you know, one of our, the third most popular category getting votes right now is places to work. And that's kind of a new category for us in Best of the Willamette Valley. So go on and look at the ballot and cast your vote. But, you know, probably those people are really looking for employees. I mean, I'm sure the sign store has run out of, you know, help wanted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They don't have any help wanted signs for sale any longer, huh?
Nope.
Kind of like when people were during the ice storm. A lot of folks had bought generators when we were going into this whole thing, but they didn't know they need the hose converter thing for their generator. And so everybody was hitting the stores during the ice storm looking for that particular hose, and it was gone.
Right.
So if you're going to the store looking for the we're hiring sign, it's probably gone as well, right?
I don't know. There's even at Safeway, they're saying places that cut hair. And I mean, there people are, there's so many people had stepped out of the workforce that, you know, now that we're back, it's like, holy cow, we got to get up more people.
We got to get more engaged in the process. And the other interesting thing is many people still are, maybe they can get back to the office, but they're looking at the overhead of the brick and mortar. Maybe working from home is a little more economy friendly for the employers. So they're looking, everybody always like, oh, it's so nice to telecommute or work from home, you know, people that had the opportunity, and now others have that opportunity. So out of that is more innovation, right? New ways of doing things. And I think that drives people want to go out and eat more and get out and socialize more. And one of the categories you have under the eat and drink, I believe, is live music, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's back. Where's the best live music? And there's some fun categories in there.
Yeah. And another popular category that's getting a lot of votes right now and a lot of attention is best all around restaurants. So what's your favorite all around? Not just, you know, burgers and tacos, and those are all very important, but best all around, and also bakery.
Oh.
So, I mean, when you think about, you know, specialty, we have some great bakeries in the Willamette Valley, and especially in the Marion and Polk County.
You know, the one that I want to look in, and I'm pretty sure they're on the list here, Beloved Cheesecakes out of Silverton. Oh my goodness, I had an opportunity to taste some of that. Incredible. I can't wait to get over there. And that's another thing about this contest in my mind. When people get to vote and we get the best, you recognize the best of. Then you have this beautiful catalog, Tabletop Catalog Magazine, I'm probably not saying it correctly, that you can refer to. And it's almost like a game. You can go and check these places out, right?
We like to call it the definitive guide for everything that's been voted best in the Willamette Valley.
Ooh. Ooh, definitive. I like that.
And it's high gloss. It's a digest size, so yes. That's which means it's about half the size of a regular sheet of paper. So mm-hmm. It easily goes into purses, pockets, the little panel on the side of your door in the car.
Yes.
And if you forget it in the car, you mm-hmm. can always pick up your phone and go to bestofthewillamettevalley.com, and all the winners are listed there. So you can search there for bakery or dog mm-hmm. Washer. I think that's a category.
Groomer,
okay. Yes.
Washer, that's what I would call it, a washer, dog washer. So is there an actual, like an app with...
You know, it's called a WAP.
A WAP.
Which means it's a web-enabled application.
Okay.
So there's nothing to download.
Okay.
So you can go and when you look at it on the phone, it's mm-hmm. a totally different experience than when you look at it on the desktop.
But, gotcha.
And also when you're on the smartphone, it'll ask where you are, and then it can tell you how close you are. So you can even find the closest bakery or the closest place for dessert. So when you leave the movies that are mm-hmm. back
Yay,
screening
finally,
again.
Yes.
And you're looking for a place to get a scrumptious dessert, you can find the closest one.
Oh, I love it. And the cool thing about that is it'll give you directions, right?
It will give you directions.
Link over to directions. I love how that technology... But you know what's kind of spooky about the technology? Is when I get in my car here to go somewhere, it's saying, you're only 13 minutes from home. I'm like, how did you know I'm going home? I may be going somewhere else, you know?
That's true.
That's the technology that we have right now. And is it called smart technology? Is that kind of...
Yeah. There's not somebody sitting in a tower watching you to say, oh, there goes Stacy. Let's send her a message.
It feels like it.
It's all done through satellites. And it's auto-magically done.
So. And when we have the GPS kind of thing on our mm-hmm. phone and we have it on, it kind of tracks your habits by where you're going and tracking, and which is kind of fun because if I get lost, I can find my way back home because my app will tell me, right?
That's true. Yes, Dorothy. Just tap your app three times and you'll be home.
And I'll be home instead of my red slippers. But I love this concept of the best of, and it has been so fun to encourage business owners in our area in the Willamette Valley to get engaged in this process. And there were several. They said, hey, you need to have, you know, you need to be nominated. You need to get involved, folks that have never been involved before. And it's been fun to vote for them. And the cool thing is that we could do it every single day, but it's wrapping up tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm. And then what happens?
Then our fun minions, mm-hmm. our staff, mm-hmm. will go through and we'll confirm the votes, and people will start getting calls mm-hmm. beginning Monday, Tuesday mm-hmm. to say, we would like to have you sign a non-disclosure agreement. Mm-hmm. So, and with that non-disclosure agreement, we can share with the winners what category they finaled mm-hmm. in and mm-hmm. what they have to swear to secrecy. Mm-hmm. And then we work with them to, how are you going to promote that? And how are you going to raise the flag and make sure everybody's saluting for you? And then we'll have a big reveal for the public on June 17th.
Wow. So you have these different categories and you have all these subcategories mm-hmm. in each one. So you have how many potential winners? Thousands of them, it looks like.
You're
hundreds
asking
of
me
them.
The hard questions.
I know, I'm giving you all
morning.
The math this morning, but it's incredible because you really do, the net is cast wide and deep, is my point, in business around here. It's not just a few things. There's a lot of categories here, friends, that you can vote on and find out, you know, what's the best of the best right here in the Willamette Valley. And I want, when we get back from this break, I want us to kind of go through and talk a little bit more. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. We're here to encourage, engage, educate, empower you with news that you can use. And in the studio with me, Bill Cummings with the best of the Willamette Valley this year, brought to you and presented by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. And it was a fun show that we did a few weeks ago, kind of talking with them and why they wanted to get involved in this project. And it was so fun to see businesses find value in honoring other businesses, in a sense, especially when they're in there in the competition. And that's really the Oregon way, isn't it? We support one another, even though we're competing with one another. We want others to succeed. That's all what it's all about.
Well, the minute that you say I'm in business, you're competing.
Yes.
So, and you know, are you going to get every opportunity that crosses your path? No. But if you have the ability to say, you know, we were voted best, mm-hmm. in a true contest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's, you know, people might chagrin when I say our contest has losers, but in order to have winners, you have to have losers. So not everybody who is vying, I mean, we have over 2,100 businesses and mm-hmm. individuals mm-hmm. vying for 197 categories. So
yes.
I did the math while we were on the break.
I saw you over there, like mm-hmm. counting with your fingers and your toes.
So
like,
and we'll do gold and silver in each one of those. So
oh,
just
wow.
under 400 awards. Mm-hmm. So if, I mean, so 2,100 doesn't go into 400 very well. So,
right.
I mean, it really is the cream
of the crop, right?
Right.
The best of. And the beauty of this process for businesses is that they can learn what to do and do it even better next year when this contest comes around, and how to promote and how to get the word out and how to, and this has been such a tough year. This is, when I even looked at the categories of your favorite theater, I'm thinking, I've been here a little over a year and I've been in one,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
mm-hmm.
everything got closed down. So it's hard to vote if you haven't experienced it.
Right.
It's hard to give that business a vote in my mind. And we know that's changing this year. Things are going to open up and we're going to be able to do more.
It really is almost introducing, you know, it's when we do our reveal on June 17th, it's almost like it's the reopening of the world,
mm-hmm.
if you will. So it's a great time for those that are in business that have won the honor and,
mm-hmm.
and have achieved this level of support and fans in the area, that they can say, hey, and they can raise that flag. They can, mm-hmm. they should be looking at not only being part of the magazine, but because they're going to be in there if they're a winner, but
mm-hmm.
they should be looking at getting a radio schedule together.
Yes.
Maybe doing some newspaper ads,
mm-hmm.
maybe doing, you know, their own e-blast campaign.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of things, making sure that, you know, they're hanging a banner in their window and letting the world know. So many times it's, you know, businesses, when they win this, they don't really
promote themselves.
Promote, yeah. I was going to use the word pimp, but I'm not going to use that word. They don't really get out and tell the world that
their,
you know,
story.
Yeah, and that's something to be proud about.
It really is, and I find that, especially I've been around a lot of musicians and mm-hmm. creative folks in my life, and they have a hard time promoting themselves. So book writers sometimes are the same way. You know, they have a great product, they produce something, but it's easier for someone else to do that for them.
Right.
Well, you have someone else. Your customers, your clients have voted you the best. Do them the honor with hanging your banner and singing your song and telling your story and celebrate with them.
Yeah, put it on your email signatures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's an old saying, the shoemaker never has shoes for himself or his kids because he's too busy doing things for other people. But
mm-hmm.
this is the time to really share with the world that you were voted best. That's something to be proud of.
Well, and this is the reason why so many, you know, open up their doors and
mm-hmm.
hang their banner out to say we're open for businesses, so that they can provide their great service, their great product, and people are recognizing that your hard work is paying off. Why not celebrate that?
Right, and even doing simple things like, you know, thank you for calling the doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
We were voted best doctor in the Willamette Valley. How
mm-hmm.
may I direct your call? I mean, just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It gets people excited.
Well, and I don't think, you know, people, it's still humble. I think sometimes people don't want to come off prideful, you know, but it is still humble because you're really recognizing that your customers recognize you. You're not just coming out and declaring it and it hasn't been votes behind it. You have votes behind it.
Right. And we're not saying not to be humble, but when you're looking for the best, you don't want somebody humble. You want somebody that was voted best.
Exactly.
So you want the best cosmetic surgeon. You want the best place to find a dress, the best dessert. I mean, not everything's life-changing that we're doing, but I mean, I get the humble and I love that. And, you know, most of our, but when it's time to say, you know, thump your chest and say, we're the best, that's,
do it.
You know, yeah, because you know what happens? People gather around and go, yeah.
Well, and when you think about in our own lives, when we have plumbing failure, things in our home, we go to our friends and we say, who do you know? Who do you recommend? And that's what this is.
Yeah.
You're getting from your neighbors all up and down the Willamette Valley in this area, you are getting their recommendations for these areas. And I think it's amazing.
And this year, we're Marion in Polk County for the second year. We already have plans on the drawing board to expand. We know that and we've had some people reach out, but we know that the geographic boundaries of the Willamette Valley go further north and further south. We're working on that for 2022, but you know, if it's relevant to the businesses, they come around. And it's not only relevant to the businesses, but to have, we've had over 45,000 ballots cast. That means 45,000 people have come in to vote. When you start thinking about it, you know, that's almost, you know, almost half the population of the greater Salem area.
That's incredible. And last year, where does that compare to last year as far as voting?
About twice.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
wow.
So we're really, I mean, we're really seeing higher engagement with the local businesses and higher engagement with the voters. So it's resonating with folks.
Well, when we come back from this break, I want to talk a little bit more about your story of the best of and how it got started and remind, because there may be someone who's never heard your story before and how you're not only here, but you're across the nation and other communities as well. We're going to continue the conversation after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Bill Cummings today. The best of the Willamette Valley, brought to you this year by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking. We'll be back. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann, and glad to have you tuning in this morning. We're going to talk a little bit here, just a couple minutes, about some headlines, friends, and some community action steps that we can be taking. In fact, right now, I was just shocked. I listened a little bit this morning to Jeff's show. I don't know if you had a chance to tune in at 6 a.m. this morning, but they talked a lot, and I encourage you to go back and listen to the podcast to his show. But he talked at lengths about the Democrats proposing a bill here in Salem to take away requirements over the next 2 years, any kind of graduation requirement to graduate from high school over the next 2 years. And they're going to do a study to see if that even in the future is needed. And I'm thinking, what in the world? SB 744 would do away with all essential learning requirements and ban the State Board of Education from requiring students to show any competency in any academic content area. If there was ever a reason, and there's plenty of reasons, to contact our elected leaders and let them know how we feel about these things in our opinion, yes, we need to do it now. We need to get a hold of every single senator, yes, and every single House member and say no to SB 744. It's kind of like what happened several years ago in school where they weren't giving ABCD grades anymore, just giving everybody a participation credit for the class. I mean, I can't imagine, I don't know how what this does to college entrance. I don't know. How do you ever know if you're making progress if you don't have some sort of goal to hit? And here we are talking this morning about evaluating businesses and their service and their customer service and their quality of products and all of that, and having a competition in a sense. And if we can't set those standards for ourselves and for our children, man, we are in a really bad way here. And so that's news in the news. The other thing that's going on, I want to continue to highlight. It's interesting what's happening here. So many of our state offices, as you know, the unemployment office is certainly having a difficulty still with getting finances out to the individuals who are newly unemployed or have been dealing with unemployment on and off for the last year. Now the DMV, and this is coming out of the Northwest Observer. You can subscribe today, the northwestobserver.com. DMV fails to gain ground. Secretary of State Audits Division doesn't have it on their radar. So there is no, according to this article, and I'll put it on our Facebook page at Northwest Observer, there is no plan to audit the DMV and the failure that they had. They still do not have face-to-face opportunities, walk-up customer service at DMV. And I've had people put on their Facebook page, I've seen them say, okay, now they're requiring us to get this new kind of driver's license, that they're saying that if we don't have this new kind of driver's license, we won't even be able to fly to domestically. And fortunately, a couple years ago, because I got my endorsement to ride motorcycles, I also upgraded in Arkansas. I had gotten my enhanced, is what they call it, driver's license that you need to travel. I have a passport. I usually use that anyway, even if it's in the state. It's just easier. But so these things, to even get, like, move into town, getting new plates, all of that is complicated here in our state, and it shouldn't be. And so, again, these are things that we need to be talking to our elected leaders about. And on that subject, don't forget to go to restoreoregonnow.org. RestoreOregonNow.org. This is the petition that I talked about yesterday. In fact, already I've got over 30 signatures. I took it with me last night to the Liberty First University class. This is a citizen petition. It's not a petition for recall. It's not a petition signing someone to be elected in office or any of that. This is a citizen petition. And what it does, what we're going to do with this, is we're going to separate it out by city, county, all throughout Oregon, and we're going to try to get counties and cities to recognize resolutions to uphold our Constitution and our Oregon Constitution, our U.S. Constitution, against the overreach that's happening at the governor's office. Yep. So I encourage you to go and sign online, restoreoregonnow.org. Get involved, get engaged. If you have any questions on any of these things I've mentioned, send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. And don't forget to get signed up and attend the Safe School Summit this Saturday from 8 until 4:30. You can send me an email about that. I can get you some registration information. We have a few more slots available for you to attend that as well. So that's kind of the news wrap up for today as we continue the conversation about the best of the Willamette Valley. You know, I'm really interested, Bill, to find out and share with our listeners kind of how this all came about. The idea of honoring these businesses and having this competition, where did this come from, this idea?
Well, we do believe in criteria.
Mm.
I just have to say one thing about this.
The school thing.
If we're going to do that, then we have no score football games.
There you go.
So, because if there's no measurement, then, you know. But
And what about when we step on the scale? We shouldn't have numbers there either, huh?
Well, I'm a gentleman, so I'm not going to talk about ladies' weights. But I will talk about how we got. And it is criteria. Mm-hmm. And it is because people and businesses were hungry. Had a desire to set themselves apart,
mm-hmm.
because that's what we do when we are looking for a place to, like you say, well, if you're looking for a plumber or looking for a realtor or looking for, maybe you're new to town or you're looking for a dentist, mm-hmm. or you're looking for a doctor or a pediatrician or a pediatric dentist, you know, you can go online, but then at that point, you know, it's who's saying what's best online. Mm-hmm. So what we do and what we've been doing, and this is our fifth year, we started in 2017, we've been doing contests across the country. Only the last 2 years have we done it in Salem. And we started last year because many of the people that work for our company now, we had been employed by the local newspaper. Mm-hmm. And last year we understood that the local newspaper was going to not have a contest. So we said, okay, well, I think we should bring our contest to the, if we're local folks, we do everything mm-hmm. locally. So we decided to go ahead and do it. That made the, brought in a lot of competition and made people nervous at the newspaper. And then mm-hmm. they decided to, oh, well, we should do it too again. So, and there's room for, you know, everybody has their right to do this and have an opinion. So, but where we got our start with this, and Neil Potter and I, who started the company, mm-hmm. we were working for the newspaper, and we really brought the best of out of kind of the mothballs that the newspaper mm-hmm. brought it, made it something big. We were hired then. I since left the newspaper, and Neil had too, but we were brought into the Las Vegas Review-Journal, which is the big newspaper in Las Vegas, mm-hmm. to say, we've got this, you know, almost 40-year-old contest, and we're about ready to throw in the towel. Can you help us? So we went in and we put our spit and shine on it and took our philosophy of how the ballot should work, how there should be the media partner doesn't know who's winning. Mm-hmm. We don't reveal any of that information. We really are a third party. So the only skin in the game they have is to promote it. So they don't call the shots on who wins. They don't call the shots on who can be part of the contest. That's mm-hmm. all driven by the public. The newsrooms don't get involved either. So sometimes when you have news organizations, the newsroom says, I'll tell you who the best burger is, mm-hmm. and it's whoever the writer's favorite is. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's wonderful that the writer can have an opinion, but we want the court of public opinion because yes. that's closest to the behavior that a consumer makes. So as consumers can gather all that information and then they can make it on their own.
And it's a valuable tool. Mm-hmm. I will say this again, when you move into an area, you go to visit in an area, like when I want to go to Vegas, which by the way, I understand Vegas is opening up.
June 1st, 100% mm-hmm. baby.
I can pull up your definitive, what did you say, definitive?
It's the definitive guide to all things voted mm-hmm. best at bestoflasvegas.com.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be able to go, wow, this is where I need to go. This is what we need to check out. And when I go back to Northwest Arkansas for a visit, I can do the same
best
thing.
Best of Northwest Arkansas. Mm-hmm. If you happen to scooch over to Northeast Arkansas, mm-hmm. we're there too.
Yeah. Not so much, but I love Northwest Arkansas. But, you know, you never know. I might end up down there.
Hey, have you ever been to Branson?
But I do like Branson. Yes, yeah. I do like Branson and Laconia, New Hampshire.
Laconia, New mm-hmm. Hampshire, the Lakes region. In fact, we're in voting right now. That mm-hmm. voting for the best of the Lakes, third year best of the Lakes region. And on Monday, and whether you have listeners or not, on Monday, mm-hmm. Voting opens for Minnesota's Best, which is a statewide contest. Mm-hmm. And this year, the focus is on the Twin Cities. But and in that contest, gosh, we have over 5,000 businesses.
Incredible.
Have first year they've done it. Oh, 5,000 businesses stepped up.
And you don't have anything yet in South Dakota, so we got to work on that.
Well, we do. We have one coming up in Yankton, South Dakota.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness. What about North Dakota?
That's South Dakota.
Yeah, and I've been to Yankton. Yankton's a beautiful area. Yeah.
Nothing in North Dakota yet.
Nothing in North Dakota. We'll work on that. But Minnesota, yes.
Minnesota. Mm-hmm. We've got it in Minnesota. Yeah,
I've got family there. Mm-hmm. So, this is incredible. What an opportunity to really bring mm-hmm. business. Is, you know, put the light on them and help them.
And we're in Illinois, upstate New York. Mm-hmm. We're in Florida. We're in South Carolina, North Carolina.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, our contests are popping up. We found great media partners that reach out to us. Mm-hmm. So we love that. And we love engaging with the local folks.
So as you've grown mm-hmm. from this, you birthed this concept and grown your staff, obviously, they're very, very talented. You called them your minions or whatever, your fun minions.
I love it.
But they've grown in their capacity, and I have to say their graphic artist skills, their internet skills, it's incredible. I'm most impressed with the team that you have.
And guess where they all work from?
right here in
State
Salem.
Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kitty corner
incredible.
From the Marion County Courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
We're right in downtown Salem. We're all there working together. Yep, we employ graphic artists. We employ, we just hired three great folks that have finished, well, two just finished graduating from college,
mm-hmm.
and one is in the process. And so we hire local.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important to us. And we're taking that. We do have one person in Kansas City that works for us, and one person in Southern California. But for the most part, our core team is right here.
Yeah. And that's incredible when you think about that. And this is a full-time thing, honoring these businesses all over the country, in a sense. But when you're not doing this, what else are you doing?
Golfing, hopefully.
Golfing, sitting on your
hopefully,
deck.
Hopefully, yes.
We talked about that the first of this month, sitting on your new deck with a beverage of your choice, right?
Yes, true.
And that probably doesn't happen.
From my favorite liquor supplier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Favorite bottle of wine.
Bottle of wine, mm-hmm. Yes, of course. And so there's things day in, day out you can do to help businesses here, not only in this area, but anywhere. So if you're listening and you're a business owner and you're needing that, maybe a website and things like that, talk about some of the other things that you guys can do alongside with businesses.
Well, we can certainly help direct them,
mm-hmm,
but our primary focus is on the contest.
Well, that's good to know.
And we've had people say, hey, can you help us do this and that? And that's, we've really focused that this is our core, but
mm-hmm.
we'd be happy to refer them to a local artist. If you're in Salem, a local entity in Salem. If you're in Minnesota, a local
mm-hmm.
entity in the Twin Cities. If you're in Laguna Beach, somebody in Laguna Beach.
I love it. So you really are focusing on the main thing here.
Mm-hmm.
The neat thing is, friends, when your business is the best of, then they have a team of professionals to help get your story
out. That's right.
And highlight you and be able to develop a marketing plan to reach more customers and broaden your base. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Thursday and every day. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. Celebrating the fact that it's 50 degrees already here at the KSLM studio. Going to get up to 65 degrees. I have so loved this weather. On the air with me today and in the studio, my co-host today is Bill Cummings with the Best of the Willamette Valley. And I just brought up the website here, votebowv.com, Best of the Willamette Valley, presented by Rick's Custom Fencing and Decking this year. And it says, your opinion counts. Here's your chance to recognize your favorite for the best of and everything that makes the Willamette Valley great. Vote once a day up through April 23rd. And of course, that's tomorrow and it ends at 5 o'clock. Results will be revealed at thebestofwillamettevalley.com. And this is a wonderful website that has it all organized. And we have a chance, Bill, to vote every single day. And it's so easy to follow. It really is. It's kind of like, you know, holding a crayon in your hand and wide lines. It directs me on how to find what I need.
Analogy.
I know. It's really simple and it's easy to find. And so under the eat and drink category, I can see, you know, all around restaurant. I mean, it's got your Asian food, it's got your Mexican food, your best chicken wings, your burgers, catering. You know, it's got all of this. And in fact, there's even Dallas restaurant,
yes,
right?
There are.
And donuts and downtown Salem and Monmouth Independence. So I'm just kind of hitting some of the different points. But do you have like a top 10? Category of
here's
of
the
voting.
Current top 10.
Okay.
Now remember, I'm going to go through a couple of stats. We've had, as of this morning, 121,000 votes cast.
Mm.
And through about 44,000 ballots. Those are 44,000.
Wow.
That Huge numbers. And of those, here are the top 10. So if you have somebody, if you are competing or have somebody that's competing in these categories, you might want to go in and pay closer attention. So number 10, mm-hmm. we'll do the old David Letterman. Number 10, dessert.
Oh, okay.
Number 9, pawn shop.
Mm.
Number 8, private school.
Okay.
Number 7, place to buy a gift. Number 6, bakery. Number 5, all-around restaurant. Number 4, a specialty store. Number 3, place to work. Number 2, gym and fitness center. And the number 1 current is customer service.
Wow.
So if you have somebody in those, you know, we're getting votes in all sorts of others, but those mm-hmm. right now are the current, the top 10 most popular categories that we're getting votes in. So
services, I click on services, that would be customer service. So I would click on customer service under the services tab, and there you have your options. And wow, that's pretty neat.
And lawyers.
It's neat because it's all the different things. Mm-hmm. It's where it be a bar or a salon or a casino.
And think of it, that's when you have a good experience, you don't categorize that in your head. You just think, wow, that was really mm-hmm. I really love my ..
Mm-hmm. I love it. And so under, I'll do our little plug here, a radio station, under Things to Do, friends, you can go to Things to Do and click on radio station and click on your favorite KSLM. Yay. And boy, you have accounting firms. There's just all kinds of things to click on. And the neat thing for me is that I am learning so much about Salem and Marion Polk County, these businesses. It makes me want to go over to Independence of Monmouth and mm-hmm. Dallas and check out those businesses.
And, you know, some people might think, well, you have your favorite advertiser. Well, we don't have a favorite advertiser mm-hmm. because we don't have, you know, we just do the contest once
right.
a year. So everybody's our favorite.
Right.
Or people will say, well, it's all pay to play. Well, no. In fact, you know, Rick's, full disclosure, they
right.
paid to be a presenting sponsor, just like anything else. But they're taking the chance that they're going to win the category.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also promoting it very well.
Yes.
So, and they're a good company. But you know, when they said we're interested in being your sponsor, the first thing out of our mouth is that's not a gimme.
Yeah, so. You don't get guaranteed to be the best of if you're a sponsor.
Right.
Yet everybody's in this equally work.
If you see the digital ads, that doesn't mean those people have an in or that they're going to win because they bought a digital ad. Now,
mm-hmm.
they might win because they're promoting themselves,
mm-hmm.
but isn't that how life works? If
mm-hmm.
you promote yourself and let the world know what you have and can do,
mm-hmm.
Then people are going to be interested in what you do.
Well, and it gives you an opportunity when you have your customers come into your store. Hey, vote for us.
Mm-hmm.
Vote for us. And so some of this is also another reason to connect to your customers.
Right.
And do that on your social media page, your Facebook page. If you send out regular emails, some people might want to put it on there to go, you know, if they're doing takeout or whatever, be sure to vote for us. You know,
I've seen flyers taped to pizza boxes,
mm-hmm.
stapled to go bags.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about spending money, it's about engaging.
Yes, and in this day and age, I think people are looking for ways to engage,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to connect, and despite all of the obstacles we've gone through this last year. Now, so the contest ends tomorrow at 5.
The voting.
Officially it ends when
the contest
reveal.
Will never end.
Oh, it's an ongoing, yes, yes, it will continue. But the voting ends tomorrow at 5.
P.M. sharp.
P.M. sharp.
Mm-hmm.
And then it closes out, and the revelation,
when does that happen? The votes are tallied.
Mm-hmm.
We'll reach out to the winners
mm-hmm.
through a non-disclosure process. So
okay.
I call it bringing them under the tent.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't tell the world, but we're giving them ample time to get ready to promote themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then our ta-da
mm-hmm.
is June 17th.
And do we have a place yet?
Well, we're going to go look at another place today, but
Yay.
we're finding a place that has ample outdoor area,
mm-hmm.
convenient parking, and
The journey continues.
Mm-hmm. And Your kind invitation. We'll be back here next Thursday,
yes,
and we'll talk
have
more
a little
about
more
the party.
About that. The neat thing about last year, even in the middle of COVID, mm-hmm. and all the shifting that you guys did, and it was neat that we could be at the Capitol. Of course, they're reconstructing that area, so that's not an option this year. But we did I thought you did such a great job, and I got to be a part of that too, as we got to give out the awards, mm-hmm. and you took pictures, and people are still using their picture, by the
yes.
way. I've watched that, even mm-hmm. in this promotion to vote for me, vote for our business. It worked out so good, and I just am trusting that wherever you end up this year will be the same.
We hope to have it. Last year was definitely a stop by, mm-hmm. a drop by, and get your picture taken, mm-hmm. and pick up your certificate and your magazines. This year we're hoping it might be a little bit stop by and linger a little, mm-hmm. and next year we'll get back to a full, you know, from 4 to 6. Don't plan on being anywhere but with us.
Yeah, but. And maybe we'll have a gift this year. We'll be that way. Well, maybe that's hope-filled for me, believing that we'll have a open up opportunity by June. I mean, that's wishful thinking, I'm sure.
June 17th. So, I mean, if we were in Las Vegas, it would not be a problem.
In Vegas and some of these other areas, mm-hmm. right? But it's time here in Oregon to have it open and do
but
these
we're,
things.
We're hoping so. We're hoping that we'll return to good health.
So the website is thebestofwillametvalley.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you want to go and vote. And you can only vote once today and once tomorrow. But you can tell all of your friends to do the same, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I encourage you, friends, to let your businesses, when you're in there, say, hey, I voted for you.
Absolutely.
That would be incredible encouragement. And celebrate with them when they're selected. Bill, thank you for your time today.
It's been a pleasure.
It's fun to have
you as a
co-host.
Always good to be here.
Yes, I appreciate your humor and your insight. And sometime I'll just have to have you in just to talk about politics or something.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You just made all my staff nervous.
You got an opinion or two, maybe? I don't know. Well, we appreciate your time, and hello to all your fabulous staff and the work that they're doing. Friends, vote today, bestofthewillametvalley.com, and we'll look forward to hearing what the results are in a little while. Have a great day. Remember, tune in today to KSLM. Coming up next is Charlie Kirk. We'll be back tomorrow morning. God bless you, and God bless the USA.